The year of vocation was begun because someone had suggested, in fact, Brendan Drum, who was part of our communications team in Dublin, spoke to our vocation directors a couple of years ago, and she said that it was time. She felt the time was right for vocation to be put back onto the menu. It had fallen off the newspaper articles and off the agenda in so many churches and so many dioceses, obviously because of difficult times past in the church. But at that time, she thought the time was right. We ran with that. We put a proposal together, got the approval from the Episcopal Conference. And looking back now, I think on that goal alone, it has been a very successful year. Because what has happened is we have heard Year of Vocation in numerous ways. We've had it on print media. We've had it through the radio. We've had it internationally even. I myself was interviewed by radio stations from England, Europe, and America in relation to the Year of Vocation. So
do you have more people signing up for orders?
This is what we were saying last year. If we were to gauge that on that alone, it wouldn't. It's not an immediate response. You wouldn't get somebody, I'll drop everything that I'm doing now and I'll rush in and become a clergyman. You know, that just doesn't happen. What will happen and what is already happening is that there has been a slight increase in the numbers of people making an inquiry, asking about what's involved. How do I go about this? But it'll be another 6, 7, maybe even 10 years before we see the fruit of the work that was done during the Year of Vocation in terms of people at the coalface. Because it takes a few years for people. When we look back to the guys that are already priests now, and we ask them, where did you get your inspiration? How did you come to know this? They say, well, a priest mentioned it to me 5 or 6 years ago. He thought that I would make a good priest, or someone in the congregation mentioned it to me a few years ago, and I've been thinking about it and reflecting about it and talking about it, and now I'm ready to make a move towards doing something about that, because it's such a big life choice. So you wouldn't expect everybody, there's a great ad, I saw it on television, I'll just down tools and away I go. So it doesn't work in that way. But as I say, our goal was to get vocations back on the agenda, to get vocations back on the menu.
And what kind of reaction did you have, say, from the laity or the clergy or the schools?
I think we had a very, very positive reaction from the laity, hugely positive. People were glad, again, to hear the invitation being put out there, because for a few years, as I say, it had dropped away. I suppose among priests, we felt that we had modest success. We would have liked to have seen more priests come behind the campaign in terms of enthusiasm, but I suppose it's just another indicative of the toll that the scandals have taken on those who are already in the church, that they found it difficult just to be so energetic about vocations because of the way things have gone over the last number of years. But even with some of the hardened cynics or skeptics amongst the clergy, I think there has been an acknowledgement that there has been great energy and great vitality in this campaign, and that hopefully that will seed some thoughts and vocations in the years to come.
Do you have any plans for follow-up?
Well, I think the Vatican have already beat us to that. We were thinking about different options for follow-up, but last month the Vatican has announced a year for the priest. So that will take it just follows very naturally from our Year of Vocation, which was a broad campaign asking people to think about what God may be calling them to do in life. It could be religious life, it could be marriage, it could be the single life or priesthood. But now the Vatican has said that during this year, 2009 into 2010, that it would like the Year of the Priest to be promoted. So that's what we'll be following, particularly as diocesan vocation directors. But it doesn't take away from the broadness of the Year of Vocation campaign. That message is forever present. Indeed, the Holy Father in his Vocation Sunday message this year has come back to that notion again, that we are all called. We are all called to do something great with our lives. We are not made just to be a spectator. We are made to be participants in church, in the building of church, and in the community, the communion of the faith, the community of the faith. So we're all called, and out of that general call of our baptism commitment to be part of church, we will see people coming forward to say, well, yes, I want to be part of the church as a clergyman. I want to be part of the church as a religious brother or sister. That will happen in the years to come.
If people wanted more information about the Year of Vocations, do you have a website that they could check out?
Yes, absolutely. We have our Diocesan Vocation Director's website, which is www.vocations.ie. And for those who are thinking about religious life, they have the vocation directors of all the religious orders coming together have their website, which has just been recently redesigned and looks lovely, actually. It's www.vocationsireland.com.